Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello and happy weekend. Frank Rush with you. Welcome to another Focus on Community. By the way, if you miss any part of today's program, want to listen to it, or you don't have time to sit with us for the whole thing now, that's okay. Just head on over to our website, scroll down the page, look for Focus on Community, and you can download it or just stream it right online, listen to it as a podcast there. Today, Brandon Halleck with Chances and Services for Youth is our guest this weekend. Brandon, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Frank. Thanks for having me on today.
Not a problem. So for folks who don't know, they may have heard of Chances and Services for Youth for quite a while. You guys are not exactly new. I mean, you've been around, I don't know, how long have you been around now? A couple, 10, 20 years?
Since 1971 altogether.
All right, so it has been quite a while. So for the folks who have heard of you but don't know of you, what is Chances and Services for Youth?
Well, we operate the Booker T. Washington Community Center, and we run a host of programs really in Vigo County and the surrounding counties, but even beyond that to about 25 counties through central Indiana, west central Indiana. A lot of our programs focus on, obviously, children and families with, like, for example, our Big Brothers Big Sisters mentoring program or our after-school programs, summer camps, and some of our youth leadership programs. So it's really just really focused on keeping kids educated, safe, healthy, and making sure that they can make, educating them on making the best decisions that they can.
And it's not just kids who maybe face some kind of challenges because of their family life or whatever like that. You're really there for all kids, right?
We absolutely are. You know, but sometimes we use the term at risk, and I kind of don't care for that term. I really think you show me a kid that isn't at risk of making a poor judgment or decision at some point in time in their life.
Yeah, I was going to say I made a few myself, and I still do. Yeah, I don't consider myself a kid anymore. But how many kids do you guys actually serve that you can kind of guesstimate on an annual basis?
You know, through all of our counties, we served a little over 8,000 children last year in 2019. So quite a few kids.
Wow, that is a lot. And always probably demand for more services than you guys can probably provide, as is the case with most nonprofits.
You know, that's always the case. You know, there's always a need, whether it's with our Bikes for Tykes program, like I said, some of our leadership programs, summer camps, and then some of the others, that there's always somebody needing some further services, and that's what we're here trying to provide for the kids and the families in the Wabash Valley.
How do you see yourself? Are you kind of like an umbrella organization for all the other groups out there, or do you actually do direct service yourself?
We do direct service ourselves, but we do have a whole host of programming for that. And so while we have an overall agency that works with kids and families in the community, we have different departments or programs such as Big Brothers Big Sisters or our car seat program, Safe Kids, or possibly even our tobacco prevention cessation. So as long as it fits within our mission of providing cradle to college services for children, helping them grow up safe, healthy, and nurturing environments, that's what we're here for.
Brandon Halleck, the COO of Chances and Services for Youth, our guest today. You guys, I'm assuming, probably don't mind having volunteers either if folks want to get involved with what you do. It's always nice to have a little free help.
It absolutely is, and I'll make a plug for our Big Brothers Big Sisters mentoring program. We're really looking for adult men to be a big. We have probably 35 or 40 littles or boys that are on our wait list waiting to be matched with an adult mentor. So if you have some spare time, which is about 4 hours a month, and you're interested in making a difference in a young person's life, that mentoring program makes a huge impact.
And there's no real special qualifications for that other than the fact you just kind of need to be interested and have the desire to want to help.
That's pretty much it. You know, and there's a whole process that goes through that, but that's really it. You know, just wanting to help and make a difference in a kid's life.
So let's talk to you about one of the other big events that you guys are also famous for, not just knowing the name, but the Dancing with the Stars. And for people like me with two left feet, it's probably the most terrifying thing you can talk about.
Well, Frank, is that like an offer maybe next year for doing Dancing with the Terre Haute Stars? This is a possibility. I might be able to pull some strings here for that.
No, not at all. I might play the tunes for you. I might even hold a mic and introduce some people, but no. But anyway, I imagine with the pandemic and everything that's going on, the Dancing with the Stars, the local version here, that's got to be a pretty challenging for you guys to even think about pulling off.
You know, we did have a lot of discussions on whether or not we should even attempt it this year. And obviously, it is our biggest fundraiser. And in order to provide these services to these kids, we still figured that we needed to try to do something. And so we have made some changes this year to our Dancing with the Terre Haute Stars fundraiser. That's going to be November 20th this year.
Okay. And some of the changes would be?
The changes we're looking at are going to be all virtual this year. So folks, if they get the local ABC, that's WAWV channel, it's going to be live at 7 o'clock on November 20th. So that's going to be a great opportunity for you to sit there and watch that live on TV. I'm excited about it. I don't know if the 12 stars that are dancing are excited about being on TV, but I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us.
You guys,
and we're also, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you guys have lots of people that show up when you've been able to do it at Holman Center Live before, but this makes it potentially available to tens of thousands more before than it ever was. So, yeah, I can see why they'd be a little nervous about that.
They're a little nervous. Normally, we have about 1,000, 1,100 people in attendance, but you're absolutely right. The possibilities are endless now.
So how is this going to work then if it's going to be on a virtual live on TV type of thing?
Well, we're still going to be hosting it. We'll still have it at the Holman Center. And fortunately, working with the channel, the WAWV and the Holman Center, they're going to be able to broadcast that for us. So you literally just turn on the TV and we'll be there right in your living room watching some of them do a cha-cha, a rumba, a country two-step, or any of those dances. I'd like to also plug, though, that we've got a silent auction, and normally we just have it there at the event. You know, like I said, we have 1,000 people there, mm-hmm. but this year, since we're not having anybody, this is going virtual as well. And so any of the listeners here, if they want to register Monday the 16th at noon, that silent auction opens. All they have to do is text CHANCES, that's CHANCES, to 71760, and they'll register and they can bid online. And we have over 200 items, I think, on that silent auction. It looks pretty good.
So what have you got for grabs on the auction this year? Anything in particular that really kind of stands out? It's like, you know, that you know people are going to want to be sure they bid on?
Well, you know, we have some night stays in French Lick. We have a weekend getaway on a private plane for two to Nashville, Tennessee. We have a whole host of gift certificates here in town. We have a weekend getaway to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. So there's some great items that I think people will want to bid on.
So how is the bidding on that going to work? To kind of line. I mean, we're all familiar with doing auctions, online auctions and stuff, and eBay and that kind of thing. How does it work with you guys?
It really is like eBay. So you register your device, your cell phone. And you start bidding, and when you get outbid, it notifies you, hey, you've been outbid. Would you like to bid again? And so that's going to be happening all week. That'll close Friday evening at 7:45, 8 o'clock, right around at the end of the show. The silent auction will close as well.
Okay, and then basically you get the notification at that point when it closes that, hey, you win, now pay me.
That is the idea. Yeah. So, and you'll also be able to support your favorite star that way as well. So that's how our stars win the event. It's not based on their dancing, so no fear there. It's whoever raises the most money. And so you can go online. You have actually had two opportunities. You can either do it through the text bidding and bid that way, or you can go on to our website, kconline.org, and select the Dancing with the Terre Haute Stars and support your favorite star there.
All right. Have you seen any of this year's group in practice yet? Have they started that?
We have, actually. And actually, I own the dance studio, and so I've been dancing with, I have five of the ladies that I'm dancing with, and so we're working through our routines, and I've watched the others, and I think everybody does a great job, and I think people will love this year's lineup for our Dance with the Stars.
Any broken toes or bruises yet?
Not yet. We might have had a few chiropractic appointments here, but other than that.
That happens from time to time now, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I always tell, you know, if we drop you, just fall gracefully. That's all I ask. See, there you go. So.
Are the floors padded at least during practice?
it's a nice hardwood floor. So, yes, it makes a thump.
Oh, okay. Talk a little bit about past contestants. I mean, have people been surprised at what they've been able to actually do when they start practicing as opposed to what their actual final performance is? Has there been folks have been kind of pleasantly surprised at what they've pulled off?
Absolutely. Every year that happens. Honestly, you walk in on day one, and sometimes people think, oh, I dance all the time, but they've not partner danced before. And so they come into lesson one with these expectations, and they leave sometimes going, what did I get myself into? And then by lesson seven or eight, the routine's coming together. They're doing it. They're like, I can actually do that. I can get this. I feel confident that I'll be able to dance this. So it's really amazing to watch the transformation from beginning to end. I'd almost like to have those blooper reels at some point in time, because there's some good ones out there, but they do a great job with it.
If you've watched the TV show, you've seen some of this happen before. Now with our local folks, they find out there's a huge difference between standing there and wiggling like a wet noodle to the beat as opposed to actually dancing with somebody.
Yeah, and that's what they really find out is that, I can go out and bar dance all night long, but I can't come in here and partner dance, and that's where that's the difference right there.
Well, and speaking of bar dancing, it's easier to go out there and kind of wiggle if you're already three sheets to the wind as opposed to trying to be sober and do it with somebody else,
And we do have that rule. There's no alcohol consumption prior to dancing at all. So.
But afterwards, that's another story.
There's no judgment on my end. So
Chances,
there you go.
Chances and Services for Youth Dancing with the Stars event is coming up. Talk about Chances a little bit, too. Is there something that you guys really want to do but just haven't been able to yet? Because obviously, like I said, not-for-profits, there's never enough money, never enough time, never enough volunteers. Where do you want to take the organization next that you've not been able to this point?
For us, really what we're looking at is that we've got some programming that we really want to enhance quite a bit. And part of that is our youth leadership programming. The past couple of years, we had just got started doing a leadership camp out of St. Mary of the Woods with Drug-Free Vigo County and our iLead Youth Leadership. And that really, we were gaining steam, and that's kind of, this year's kind of put a hamper on that. But it's really getting the kids out there to learn how to become a leader and how to make an impact and not only their lives and the lives of those around them, but the entire community as a whole. And that's one area that we are going to start focusing a little bit more on, and how can we help shape, mold these children to be future leaders.
How has the organization changed over the years? You mentioned the mid-70s is kind of when it started, as opposed to today. Obviously, kids have changed. I assume the programs and the overall goal of what you guys do has probably changed with the times as well.
Well, we have. And over the years, we've actually merged a couple of organizations together. Actually, right now, the organization has what would have been three former nonprofits are now one. We realize that combining resources and coming together and collaborating as one organization really helps save money in office expenses and things like that we can actually put into programming. I will say some of the biggest changes that we've seen, though, is really through technology. Technology is great, but it can also be a little harmful or a little bit of a pain, especially when you're working with kids. So we've seen that quite a bit on, bullying was one thing back in the 80s, but today bullying through social media and technology is a whole different a beast. So we've really tried to change with the times and move. Our focus has always been children, and that's what it will always be here in the Wabash Valley, making sure that we're trying to provide the best services we can to the kids and families.
Yeah, you mentioned, the different things have changed as far as, it used to be, roller skating at one point, too, way back in the day for folks even before us. That was the kind of thing. And then it kind of turned into roller derby, and they thought that was maybe not a good idea. So anyway, Dancing with the Stars is coming up. And again, when is it, and what do folks need to know about that?
Dancing with the Terre Haute Stars, November 20th. That's a Friday, November 20th. We'll be live on your local ABC channel here in the Wabash Valley, starting from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. There will be a silent auction prior to that. That silent auction opens up Monday, November 16th at noon. All you have to do is text CHANCES to 71760, and you'll automatically be set up and just complete the registration process, and you can start bidding and supporting the organization through those bids. And also, they can also support their favorite star through going online and bidding as well.
So okay, now as far as
highlights right there.
Registering for the online bidding with the CHANCES to 71760. When can you do that? Do you have to wait until that day, that evening to do it, or could you do it now if you wanted to get pre-registered and get ready to go?
You have to wait till Monday the 16th. Okay. That opens up at noon. As soon as Monday comes around, just text that number, or text Chances to that number.
Because, you know, there's some people like me, and it's like, okay, well, I'll forget by then, so I want to do it now. And then they'll be kind of going, hey, this doesn't work, you know. So okay, wait till that day. And again, November 20th. And then this year, because of COVID-19 and all that, it'll be on TV this year. You can watch it live on Channel 38, WAWV, which is the ABC affiliate. And that's 38's their off-air channel, but you can also watch it on all the satellite and cable systems and all that stuff throughout the area. Brandon Halleck is the COO with Chances and Services for Youth. Brandon, you guys have a website too if folks want to check out more about you or maybe contact you, right?
Absolutely. It's Casey Online, CASYonline.org.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. And if you've got any more questions, be sure and check out Chances and Services for Youth. And don't forget, November 20th is Dancing with the Terre Haute Stars. If you missed any part of today's program, want to hear back a little bit more, just drop by our website. It's available for you right now as a podcast. That's it for this week. We'll see you next weekend. I'm Frank Rush.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.